Anoush Tertalyan is an Armenian-American who has been active in the Armenian freedom struggle for over 30 years. She participated in the interviews of three genocide survivors.
Arnarik Aminian was born in 1912 in Izmir, Turkey. You are about to hear an eyewitness account of her experience as a child, from seeing her father being taken away to hiding in an orphanage and finally being rescued by the U.S. Navy. Like many survivors, she is worried that the Turks might still want to harm her.
I said, my father's not here. They look. Finally, they got my father. They beat him. They took him upstairs to my mother. She says, there's your husband. Now he's going to get a good. And my father says, they take him. He says, Sonny, don't worry. I'm going to be back and I'm going to buy the Vicks for you to eat. Yes, he says, he's going to come back, bring the Vicks. And I start hitting my father. And I started to him, don't hit my dad. He hit me right there. And I start bleeding. So my mother says to me, go ahead next door, the Greek lady, she does something, honey. So I went the next Greek lady next door. He took salt and he put it on right my feet. You imagine, it's open place and that pain, I'm screaming. So finally, now they took my father, they're going and I'm screaming, daddy, daddy. So she said, don't cry, don't worry, I'll be back. But would never see my father. They took the van. Now they come, I don't know how many days. Those two men, they came back. He says to me, you want your father? I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, there's your father now. They had my father's jacket, all blood, and the pants too. They give it to me. They killed it, they must be. They bought my father's jacket. And I start crying, my mother's sitting, my mother is fearing my baby brother. He says, how could you tell him that little girl? And they killed my father, and I didn't.
Aydın is a place near Izmir where there was soldiers, cousin.
So that's all it was. I never see my father after that. Now my grandmother, he says to me, where's your grandmother? He's sick, I say, he's in a hospital. He says, what hospital? He says, come on, you gavur. They call us gavur.
Unbeliever, yes.
He hold my hand, so we went to church. Surp Stepanos, it's a church. We went there, my grandmother, she's 90 years old. My mother told me, she's in a hospital. So I took them to the hospital. So they go right in the hospital, they knock the door, they went in. My grandmother, she get up the bed, said, oh, Rick, what are you doing here, honey? Nene, I said, they bring me here. They want to see you. This is your grandmother, your father's mother? I said, yeah. She says to her, you old witch. You took all those Armenian men and your son. You shipped them in Paris, eh? My grandmother says, I don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. Now you're going to know very good. He took his skin. He shot my grandmother right in the face. I'm in the bed. I remember everything. I'm not lying. The old ladies, they get up. What happened, Haygarush? What happened? They kill all those Armenian old lady in the hospital. I'm sorry. They all dead died from the Mayas. One by one. He killed the 1, 2, 3. He didn't ask what they are. He didn't feel sorry. He shoot every one of them, those old ladies. They all died because their sons in the army. So they killed them. And meantime, the priest come. He says, what's going on, Nur? So they took the priest. You want to know what's done? He says, where else are you hiding? Tell me. Priest, he says, I don't hide in anybody. This poor old lady says, they're sick. And we brought them here. They have to take care of them. What right you have to kill him, these old ladies? He says, if you want to know, you're going to get it yourself too. Pop, they killed the priest to front of my ears. Now, one more thing. We had an Armenian orphanage. They came, not those Turks, those two, another Turk. You know, the school big. We had a bit heavy doors. We kids, we stay in front of the window, like the blinds, we open and we look. We see and they're talking. They say, one says to the other one, Gavur, let's get in. The other one says, look at, they're not Gavur, they're not Armenian, they're American children, don't bother. No, she says. So they go across the street. It's not nice to say, but I'm going to tell her. They ask those Jewish people, those kids, tell us the truth. Otherwise, we're going to kill you. Who's those children? American or Armenian? The Gavur. He says, you go ahead. They're all Armenian. No American. American soldiers, they came, they put a flag at our school. And they told us they're going to come, they're going to save us. Don't worry. So that's what they believe, what the Jews, they say. They came right in. They took our food, throat on the floor, everything. They start beat us up. We was all crying. We was kids. We didn't have a school teacher, nothing. And they took all those young teachers and the young girls, 18 years old, 19 years old, they're the ones that take care of us. They took all those teachers, they left. Now, American came back. Where's the teachers? I said to the Americans, the third they came, they took our teachers and our young girls, like the hair of their sister, the mother. They took the van. So now the American, they say, come on, kids, stay in a line. They took a rope, they tied us our hands, like me and my sister, everybody. This is the older girl. And we start walking. What do you want to see? Excuse me, you know the street here, we have three, every cyborg. We saw all those girls, the Turk, they had them no clothes, they had them their head chopped down, torturing them. Those Turk, they cut their heads, they had them tied, they cut their breasts. We all cry, start screaming in the street. American, they took pictures of those girls, how did they torture them? Mm-hmm. It was horrible thing. And the American Navy says, don't cry, we have to go now. Keep quiet, don't make la renonce. And we saw that too. I saw that to my own eyes. Mm-hmm. They kill all those, our school teachers. They kill all the young girls and everybody. So now they took us down the ship. American soldiers, the Navy. And the Turk, they don't want to use the gun. One test the other from the gavel, put stick the knife. Sick enough, don't shoot the girl. And he came hold my hands, the Turk. And I said, America, America, America. I'm hollering the Navy. He came, says, what are you doing with the kid? He says, I'm going to take this kid. Oh, no, he says, you get out of here right now. He says, I'm American, I'm not Turk. Get out. So he got scared, he left. Thank God my life, it was safe. That's the way I was, I'm alive for it. American, they took me. And then they put us in a ship and they brought us to Greek Piraeus.